Superintendent of Schools for the Archdiocese of New York, Dr. Timothy McNiff, announced Wednesday that St. Joseph's School in Uptown Kingston and Kingston Catholic School in downtown would remain open and independent, backing off a decision in February to merge the two elementary schools. The merger decision had come after St. Joseph's was on a final list of 24 Catholic school closures announced in January. After battling the closure decision, parents, educators, and others fought the merger decision, forming an ad hoc committee to make their case. Kingston Mayor Shane Gallo, an alumnus of St. Joseph's, says if it weren't for the grassroots efforts of parents and other community leaders,
The diocese wouldn't have heard their voice, because unfortunately for years, the upper counties and these two Catholic schools being a part of this region, their voices weren't heard. And I'm looking forward now, because of this relationship that the parents have established and the leaders of their respective schools with the diocese, I'm looking forward to a very cooperative and productive relationship with the diocese. And again, I'm grateful, for the outcome.
A sentiment echoed by Fran Davies, spokeswoman for the Archdiocese.
I mean, that's really at the core of it, grassroots leadership and grassroots support, So we think that regionalization is going to encourage this kind of decision-making, accountability, and participation in leadership. So, we do welcome it.
She says that all the New York Catholic schools will undergo an annual review of plans and budgets, and St. Joseph's will be treated no differently in this respect. And the Archdiocese will, in its annual evaluation, ensure St. Joseph's is meeting its goals. The ad hoc committee, formed around the time of the merger decision, hired an outside consulting firm to put together a report on an alternative proposal to the merger. Jean Dollimore is the principal of St. Joseph's School. She says the ad hoc committee researched demographics, building capacity, and programming, among other items.
There were parents, there were community members, there were parishioners from both of our parishes. There were pastors, there were teachers. So that was exciting.
She says there were town hall meetings in Kingston and a push from parents to avoid the merger, to avoid the schools being split by grade level.
Although we're both in Kingston, we draw families from the entire Ulster County and Dutchess County region. So we draw families from as far, west as Phoenicia, south, Rhinebeck, Red Hook. So our families come from Fort Ewing, New Paltz, the entire region. And it was really important that although we're both a few miles apart, there was a need for both schools to remain open.
Archdiocese Superintendent Dr. McNiff visited the schools and held public meetings as well. And Mayor Gallo underscores the importance of having both schools serve the community.
They're basically bookends in the city of Kingston. They really are, and they serve a very significant purpose in the community. And if it went the other way, it could have very well alienated the community.
Jill Albert is the principal of Kingston Catholic School.
We are overjoyed with the result.
And she talks about the importance of keeping the two schools separate.
Both schools have strong enrollments. We're both over 200 students. Both schools have their own identity. Both schools have their own alumni pools. It's easier for schools to maintain their own identity and stay connected to their alumni who help support their schools.
The Archdiocese Wednesday reiterated that St. Mary of the Snow in Saugerties, which was on the original closure list, will still be closed. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.